الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, and one of the great ibadahs of the day of Jumu'ah is Salawat ala Nabi, to read Durood Sharif. In fact, every day we should be reading Durood Sharif, and on the day of Jumu'ah we should increase our Durood Sharif. It comes in a Hadith Sharif that a person who reads 100 times a day Durood, and to read 100 times, It doesn't take long, it's not difficult. If you take the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, commonly used to read. Or the shortest durood, which has come in the Hadith Sharif, sallallahu alal nabiy al ummi, it takes about 2.5-3 minutes to read. And the virtues of it is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of this person, بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ, that this person is free from hypocrisy, this person is free from the fire of Jahannam. Hypocrisy is one of the worst, dirtiest, filthiest things. That is to be two-faced. That we, even if a husband and wife, the relationship on the surface, very good to one another, but at the back you are stabbing one another. So, or friends also, or anyone else, somebody praises you in your face and behind your back he is planning and plotting against you. He is talking nicely to you, praising you, but in his heart he has got daggers for you. So such a person is despised by everyone. The punishment for the munafiqeen, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, the munafiqeen will be right at the bottom of Jahannam. And this is explained, they will be in coffins of iron, in coffins of steel. And the steel will also be burning red hot. And they will be there, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, forever and ever. So Allah protect us to be involved in any type of hypocrisy. We say we love Islam, but we plot against Islam. We do things against Islam. One is nifaq amali, which was very common, ulama say, some years ago. That is in practice our hypocrisy. And now, unfortunately, nifaq i'tiqadi, in our beliefs, there is open hypocrisy. We say we believe in the Quran, but we do against the Quran. We say we love the Sunnah, but we do against the Sunnah. We say we love ulama and huffaz, but we go for education of the kuffar. And not only the education, but we see atheism, where they deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala. They deny religion. So there's all this hypocrisy by the barakah of reading 100 times a day durood. By the barakah of it, Allah will save us of all this hypocrisy. And us, other bara'atun min an-nar, to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, just one, the flame of a matchstick, or the flame of a cigarette lighter, one mosquito, or even less than that, one fly that is just flying around your ears, your nose. How is disturbing? And the fire of Jahannam, where there will be pythons and there will be scorpions, and the poison of it, and poison causes such pain in a person. It kills also, and the pain it causes is such terrible. The pain the poison causes. So all this Allah will save us from the fire of Jahannam by the barakah of reading 100 times a day durood. Durood will bring a complete change in our lives. The barakah of durood is unimaginable. So Allah give us tawfiq. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif will be raised with the martyrs, with the shuhada. To become a shaheed, it's not easy in our days. For example, you'll go in the battlefield, there will be bombs, there will be gunshots, there will be what, and making your wife a widow, making your children orphans. But yeah, just by reading in the comfort of your home, on your bed, and you are reading 100 times Durood Sharif, and you'll get the stage of a shaheed. What a great thing. By reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah will fulfill 100 needs of ours. 30 in this dunya and 70 in the akhirah. And our needs, we all have got so many. Our dini needs are the most important. And then our dunya's needs also. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will fulfill all our needs. May Allah give us tawfiq to read minimum 100 times a day Durood Sharif. The people of Syria, when the parents used to take their children to the ulama for duas, to read Quran, blow on them, they used to advise the children, the parents, when the mother cooks the food, then she must read 100 times Durood Sharif and blow on that food. By the barakat of it, the children will be great, great ulama, huffaz, qurra, sufiya, asqiya. They will be pious people. May Allah let us all start it. Then the mothers, when they cook the food, and it's not a matter of counting it, but mothers, women folk are used to it. When they cook, they measure according to time. They put something in the micro for so many minutes. They do this for so many minutes. So read 3 minutes Durood Sharif. And then just blow on that food. Ourselves, our family, especially our children, the benefits will be unbelievable. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif 100 times every day. And if we can do it 300 times, that is that we have read Durood Sharif in abundance. And if we can do it 1,000 times, a person won't die until he sees his place in Jannah if he reads 1,000 times Durood Sharif. Allah give us, and more than that, there is no limit to it. And as much as we want to read, there is only goodness in Durood Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq, make it easy, and let us read it with passion and with love. This is the month of Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, all the great, great blessings, anwarat, which are thrown open for us. It is just for us to benefit from it. From the Ramadan, which is known for fasting. And fasting is an enjoyable ibadah. It is a great ibadah. It is only benefit for a person. Fasting is a double-edged sword. It deprives the body of its food, and the body wants only material things. Only wants things of this dunya. And it's not concerned of akhirat, and not concerned of deen. So this body then, whether it's halal or haram, it just wants dunya all the time. So roza deprives the body of its food, makes it weak, and it's a double-edged sword. At the same time, it is food for the ruh, for the soul. It makes the ruh strong. And when the ruh becomes strong, the ruh controls the nafs and the body. And the shaitan won't be able to interfere with that person. But when the ruh is weak and the body is strong, and shaitan has joined the body, then this controls the ruh. Then we don't understand things about deen, about akhirah. Then we only want the things of this dunya, halal or haram. Whatever, we just worried. So roza deprives, makes the body weak, and it will also, and shayateen, they are also chained, and it makes the ruh strong, and the ruh will overpower, then every righteousness and goodness will happen to us. Simple examples to understand this: a person has got a beautiful palatial home, a double story or even triple story, and all the amenities and facilities. He's got one small room at the back and outbuilding. Somebody who is desperate for a place, he gives him the outbuilding, stay here, this is your rental, etc., whatever. But this person in the main building, he became negligent. He went, for example, unfortunately, into drugs also, alcohol, and he's besides himself. The person in the old building saw this is a good opportunity, and he pushes him out of the main house. And he puts him in the back house, in the little cottage, and he occupies this place here now. And he's controlling. This is exactly when the nafs is made strong. We're feeding the nafs 11 months, and we haven't been feeding the ruh. Hardly the basics, many of us are giving the ruh. And the ruh has become weak, so the nafs took advantage of this and pushed the nafs and the ruh out of the position, controlling position. And the nafs has come and taken power. That's why we are inclined to dunya, to the love of dunya. Useless things like sports, we die for sports, for music, for drugs, for what and what people go mad for, because the nafs is in control now. This is the month that we are given the opportunity that this ruh can be rehabilitated again. It becomes strong and it comes and it takes its place back again. It comes into the main house and it controls everything. And the body becomes weak again. And the ruh controls the body again. The ruh is so strong, it will control shaitan also. In the kayla shaitan ikana za'ifa. When the ruh is strong, all the plotting and planning of shaitan become very weak. So this great month Allah has given us. And the first 10 days are of forgive, or the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. Second day, 10 days which are finishing today, the rahmat. And now the last 10 days which are coming, that freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And such great, valuable moments. Every moment is so valuable. Du'as are readily accepted. The value of ibadah is increased tremendously. It is the month of Quran Sharif, the Raweeh. One riwayat, they just they came across now. Share all, try to share with our brothers. A person who makes his 20 rakats of Tarawih, he gets the sawab of the whole night's ibadah. We make our Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, whole night's ibadah. Make our Tarawih with Jamaat, whole night's ibadah we get. We got double sawab. So it's a wonderful occasion. It is filled with goodness. It is like a wonderful dastarkhan that has been laid out. And there's only delicacies and only goodness. And you don't know what to take and what to leave. If you make your tilawat, my durood sharif is getting left out. If I make my duas, my something else is getting left out. If there's no shine, may let us appreciate and make valuable every moment of this month. The moments are too short for us. And there's no question of wasting time. No question of passing time. Every moment is so valuable. And what we're going to get, all this in the akhirat we will see. There, a person will see with his eyes what we had done, and especially in this month of Ramadan, what the great, great values are there. And let it not be when we go there and we will see the value, but we did not appreciate Ramadan. And we saw what we lost out. How much we could have gained, and with hardly, our effort is so little, and that you can call it like no effort whatsoever. And what Allah is giving for this little, no effort of ours, Allah is giving so much, so great Allah Ta'ala is giving. And the greatest thing that Allah is giving on our roza, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you acquire taqwa. And taqwa is a great, great gift from Allah Ta'ala. So by keeping our rozas, Allah will bless us with this taqwa. And all goodness will abound on the account of this taqwa. So Allah give us tawfiq that we really appreciate this month. One very important thing, if we can bring it in our lives in this month of Ramadan, and we carry it on. And the month of Ramadan is such, we should continuously make this dua also. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe for Ramadan. Our health, that we don't get involved in any court cases, get involved in other quarrels and arguments, etc. Wasallim Ramadan lana. And make Ramadan also peaceful for us. that Ramadan also such things must not happen in Ramadan, not in my personal or not generally, that now we can't, like COVID was here, and how was Ramadan 2 years ago? So Allah save us from all that. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, whatever we have gained in this month of Ramadan, keep it safe for us. Give it grace, qabooliyat, acceptance. And oh Allah, let it carry on for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives also. So let us try and acquire one great thing in this Ramadan, and that is the honor and respect of Adhan. Adhan, Allah give us tawfiq to respect Adhan. To give us tawfiq to respond and reply to Adhan. And then to respond to it, to come for our namaz. When namaz was ordained, was jamaat, it was necessary, then Allah did not send a words of Adhan from his side. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made mashura with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how should we gather the people for namaz time? Different views were given. Some people, this view came, watch what some people do, they light a fire and all can see that now it's time to go to the place of worship. Other people ring their bells, that when the bell is rung, now it's time to go to the place of worship. First, left different views. Sahaba dispersed, and everyone had this concern. And may Allah give us the concern of lean. Then we will see what beautiful dreams also Allah Ta'ala will give us. One Sahabi saw the Adhan being called out, and he presented it. And then it was supported by other Sahaba also seeing the dream of the words of Adhan. And then we got this words of Adhan, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then implemented it. One occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was at his home, Fajr time. The common practice was, when namaz was ready, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and tell him that namaz is ready, you should come now. So when he went, so the reply came from Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the namaz is ready, wal-rasool 9, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sleeping at the moment. He made his whole night sahajjud, he take a little rest just before Fajr. So he's still sleeping. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu instantly told, As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loved this word so much, he says, add that in Fajr Adhan. So that is how our whole Adhan we got. So it's a great thing which Allah has given us, this Adhan. How much do we respect it? There was one muallima, a female teacher in Egypt not long ago, and she was like something just take on with us. What really motivated her and what always put her, made her do her work of lean was the ayat, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِسَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I've rushed and come to you to please you. So because of this, what brought in her life, that whenever she used to hear Adhan, whatever she was doing, she should stop, give it up. And the common practice between them, husband and wife, was the husband would phone her from his office and tell her, today I would like to eat this, that, etc. So one day he phoned and he told what he wanted. She started preparing it also. And on the way he was also phoning her, but not getting any reply. When he came home, he found that that food was prepared. It had to be fried. About seven, like spring rolls. So about 7 she had done, 3 more had to be done. So he came and he saw if the food is still not ready. So like commonly with husband, he started shouting, talking, why didn't you finish, why didn't you complete? Then looking for her, not finding her, found her, she's on the musalla, she's making namaz. She was in sajda. And as if it's the habit of man, you shouted her while she was in sajda also. No response, she's not getting up from sajda. Then he checked up, she had met Allah Ta'ala. She was gone. And in sajda, she met Allah. And he was telling her, only 3 more you have to fry. But as she carried on, that was also good, listening to her husband, doing the husband's khidmat. But to die in sajda. So this, Allah give us tawfiq, that when adhan goes, we leave everything. Man also, try and bring this in this Ramadan into our life. And forever, as soon as adhan, or if we are in a place where we don't hear the adhan time has gone, now get prepared. Stop all our work. There were those great people, Salim Haddad, who was a blacksmith. And when he used to have his iron ready hot, he heated it and he used to heat it into shape. And he picked up his heavy hammer. But when he would hear adhan, he wouldn't take work from that. That heated up iron also, he should leave it. And now straight to the masjid. And there were many, many such people. When adhan goes, now it is time for the masjid. The greatest scholar. I'm speaking now. Who am I? Nothing whatsoever. But if we are talking amongst ourselves. Nobody is listening to what I got to say. Father, mother speaks in the house, and the children don't hear what they say. Calling him Muhammad, Fatima, Yusuf, come here, and they just laughing and talking and doing their thing. In the classroom, the ustad is talking, and the children are doing their thing. Allah is calling us, and we doing our thing. And we pay no attention whatsoever. And worse, when it is in the haram of Makkah, the noise that is carrying on even when adhan time, it makes no difference to us. In Masjid al-Nabawi, once we were present not far behind the Rosa Mubarak, and few brothers here actually laughing and rolling on their stomachs, and this is our condition. And then we wonder why, what is happening to the Ummah, what is our condition. Adhan we don't respect. So the respect of the adhan is a very, very important thing. It's a shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala, a shi'ar of Islam, the flag post and the sign of Islam. And this is our, and I'm not talking of those people who don't come to the masjid. Of we who come to the masjid, we who are in i'tikaf, we who have come for our Islam. But what is our attitude to adhan? Adhan, they are those buzurgs that they didn't ask what time is namaz, jamaat. They asked what time is adhan. And they made a point, we have to be in the masjid by adhan time. May Allah give us also their tawfiq. Between adhan and namaz, normally 15 minutes, some places fajr for 20 minutes, half an hour. But it's so little time. If you want to go to toilet, you want to make wudu, you want to make your sunnah, it's difficult to do it with ease. You have to sort of a bit rush it. Then you can make your namaz with takbir e-ula. And in fact, we should have more time. Azan between, lua, between azan and takbir is not rejected. Lua between azan and namaz is readily accepted. Make lua, read Quran Sharif, sit and make little muraqabah. We are going now into the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq that we really, the women folk also, when they hear the adhan, also give up all their work, no matter what work it is. Now Allah has called. The greatest call has taken place in the world, and we have to respond to that. Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, explained to us one instance. One lady in Bombay was a Muslim lady, but unfortunately doing all the wrong things, selling her body. A prostitute, wal-iyazu billah. But when the time of her mort came, she was talking Arabic, and pure Arabic, good, was grammar proper. So they called the imam of the locality, of the masjid, that, see what she's saying, we don't understand Arabic, we speak Hindi, we speak Gujarati, whatever our language is, and she's talking Arabic, that we can make out is Arabic, but what she's saying we can't. The imam came and he heard. And what was she saying? She was saying, Hazane Rajulane Yaqulane Li Udkhulil Jannah. These two men are telling me, enter into Jannah. So he asked him, what kind of a lady was she? Because he also knew. They said, you also know. The whole locality, Muhalla, all know what kind of a woman she is. We all know. But they said one habit she had. Whenever adhan will go, she would tell everyone, shh, keep quiet. She wouldn't make her namaz, but just tell everyone keep quiet. And she will do all just the respect of azan. And Allah Ta'ala, really, ni'ma al-qadirin. There's nobody who appreciates like Allah Ta'ala. So, it doesn't mean we just do one small thing. Allah has got His rules set for us. But for who Allah just becomes happy. So Allah give us tawfiq of respecting. Haji Ahmed Lakhula, Rahmatullah Ali, explained two women of lands, Hindu women. One he explained, a young woman, Hindu woman, but when she died, they cremate, they burn the body. But her body wouldn't burn. And when they now inquired what was it, also she used to respect Azan. When Azan would go, she should tell everyone, respect the Azan. A Hindu woman, not even a Muslim, but just that she used to respect Allah. And our attitude, whether we are ulama, whether we are big, big principals of the madrasa and Shaykhul Hadith and Muftisab, but when Azan goes generally, in the masjid, we are talking, we are laughing. If it's a real emergency, it's a different thing, that you have to be talking at this moment. But we are just laughing and talking. But dunya stalks in the masjid, where can that be allowed? And azan time, Allah give us tawfiq to respect the azan. And then to reply to the azan. That is very important. Commonly we hear when azan goes, a few people are conscious and they say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then the whole azan, they are quiet. Right at the end again, Allah, la ilaha illallah. The balance of the azan, and whereas replying to the azan, and after azan, lurud sharif, a short lurud, and then the du'a-i wasila, Allahumma rabba hadhihi al-da'wati tamma. That is a guarantee for a person to get more on iman. Just doing that is a guarantee that a person's more will come on iman, which is such a great thing. So azan is a great signpost of Islam, but we are not respecting it. Mawla, it is permitted, Sharia permits. If you are doing dini work, giving a bayan, etc., you are teaching your students, and azan goes, you are permitted to carry on. But better that you stop also. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, Rahmatullah Ali, beginning stages, he also, azan used to carry on with his bayan. But later on, he used to stop immediately. And there are many ulama, while they are making their bayan, they come to a very crucial point in their bayan. Azan starts, they will stop. And wait till azan is finished. Reply to the azan. And after that, carry on. Allah give us tawfiq to respect azan. And then to come immediately, respect the azan, reply to the azan, and respond to the azan. Come for namaz then. Our women folk also, men also, and let us bring this, and let us make the effort that when we go from here, in our homes, our families, if we have got madrasas, whatever we got, we try and implement this. Everyone in our home, we try and implement azan. When it goes, we respect azan. We reply to the azan, and then we respond to the azan. May Allah give us tawfiq to respect this. These are small things, but they are very big, and the result is very big. It's even a small thing, we regard it as a small thing. They are very important things. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.